obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And when we are evaluating the stories that we are today, you just heard from Kelsey and you heard me in the monologue. We really are looking at the fundamental kind of remake of America. I was reminded of this last night in California. You could literally go through the entire list of things that Californians have to complain about related to their governor, and the list is long. It's not even short. You could go on for days about the things that that governor is failing that state on. Lockdowns, mandates, forced masking, expanded homelessness to every city in the state, the homelessness going everywhere with their public urination and defecation. You've got highest taxes of all time. You've got illegal immigration that is like it's not a drip. It's like a waterfall. You've got capitulation to unions. You've got more crime. You've got CRT and BLM in every school pushing. And basically the erasure of freedoms. And what did they do last night? They endorsed that agenda by a 69% vote. They said, no, that's what we want. So, you know, America's, we're looking at a very different country in the days to come. And that's one of the reasons why Mike Gonzalez wrote the book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. Mike is a senior analyst for the Heritage Foundation. He's also been a longtime journalist with great outlets, and he's been a speechwriter in the Bush administration. But he's currently the senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Allison Center for Foreign Policy. Mike, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's always a pleasure to have you. We are really fundamentally looking at America in a different way, are we not? Particularly in the aftermath of last night's recall in California.
Kevin, we live in a BLM world. It's the reason I wrote my book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, because this is what is being attempted here. You put it very well. The media, present company, very, very much excluded. The media is not telling the story. Simply put, Black Lives Matter is not a movement. Black Lives Matter, you can say it's a concept to which I subscribe. Black Lives Matter to me. I don't even say that all lives matter, even though obviously, Kevin, all lives matter. But I go out of my way to say Black Lives Matter because Black Americans have suffered uniquely and exceptionally more than any of us. However, the organizations and the leaders of the organizations, the leaders of these organizations are Marxist. They say they're Marxist. They say their goal is to dismantle society. The way we've organized our society, I'm quoting directly, by the way, from Alicia Garza, one of the main leaders and founders of Black Lives Matter's the Black Lives Matter's Global Network Foundation. There's two main networks, BLM-GNF, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, and Movement for Black Lives, M4BL. If you Google Black Lives Matter, Google, who knows everything, Google knows everything, right? They take you to BLM-GNF. That organization is Marxist, is led by Marxists, for Marxist ends. The media will not tell you, I wrote a book to tell you.
Well, and that's the point. We are systematically deconstructing what is American exceptionalism. We're taking the actual history of America out of the classroom. We're replacing it with this kind of woke version of what people want to say history is. And that's why you're getting top-down tyrannical decisions from Washington on everything from who's going to be allowed to open their businesses under what conditions down to what they're allowed to put into your body. At the end of the day, Mike, the idea that America is a free and independent country with free and independent self-determinative citizens is going away because we are slowly succumbing to this, you know, overarching idea that there is nothing of our own. Everybody's is just part of a big pie, and it's really about who can grab what at what time that's gonna determine the outcome.
Let me give you an example of this. Amazon, which is selling my book, and the book is selling very well. It's selling very well despite the fact that Amazon just informed me yesterday that they will not allow our ads for the book to appear because it deals with quote-unquote controversial information. Yeah, no, by the way, by controversial information, they mean the words that come out of Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Paul Tometi's mouth.
Their own quotes.
All I do is quote them. Yeah, their own quotes. So all I'm doing is quoting them. And for that sin, Amazon says, no, you cannot run your ads here. That is how much big tech and government, but I repeat myself, are trying to control our lives and what we say and what we hear.
Well, that's exactly why he wrote the book, BLM, The Making of a Marxist Revolution. It came out on September 7th. Friends, go over to Amazon and get a copy and just show Amazon how wrong they are. Congratulations, by the way. It's number 13 on the government social policy list. It's number 15 in political philosophy, and it's cracked the top 30 in Black and African-American history. So it's obviously resonating with readership over on Amazon, even if they are trying to squash it themselves. Mike Gonzalez, we're going to have you back, but thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was number one in all those categories 4 days ago, and it will be number one again.
Thanks, I believe it. All right, friends, get over it. It's BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, and you can get it on Amazon.com right now. Kevin McCullough, got lots to get to yet on today's show. Don't go away.